Here's another great BCT podcast by Rickster.
Hi, this is Rick Harmon, and today I'd like to demonstrate a program for you that a friend of mine wrote for me. His name is Donald Geiger. It is a small CD burning program called Singe. The nice thing about this program is it requires no installation whatsoever. It is a single program file that you could place on a CD or a USB flash drive or a USB hard drive, or even, you know, on your hard drive on your computer if you wanted to. Doesn't matter. Like I said, the program requires no installation. So you can put it anywhere you want and just run it. It creates no files, no INI files, no registry entries, no nothing. So it's nice and simple. And it's meant to be used where you just need portability. Of course, you could use it every day if you want. It's pretty good program, pretty flexible. And it is also, at least at the moment, as far as JAWS is concerned, fully accessible. I've tried this program on WindowEyes, and I couldn't seem to get the controls to work. So I don't know what that problem is. I'm assuming it's just not accessible, unfortunately, at the moment with WindowEyes. And it doesn't work with Narrator either, but it does work very well with JAWS. Okay, I have the program up, and I'm going to demonstrate it for you. When you first come into the program,
title is SimCD Burner.
The first thing you'll come up into is an Explorer-like view.
My documents. My computer. My network places. My compute. My document. Desktop.
That's your tree view.
My documents. My computer.
Go up and down the list. It's just a list. You press Enter on my computer.
Enter. My network places. My computer. Tab. XP home left paren C colon right paren.
Then when you tab over into the folder view,
CD drive left paren, other stuff left paren, E colon right paren.
I have my different folders on the drive. I'm going to select this one.
Enter. Backup.
Now I'm in the folders that are on that particular drive.
Bookport transfer, NTM, SMB, startup, SMB solutions.
I'm going to go in here, so I'm going to press Enter.
Enter. SAPI 5, TAPI backup, after TAPI.is.
And I'm going to select a number of files.
Selected call, selected call assist, selected calls.bin, selected dot, selected phone.bin.
Okay, I've selected a few files here. Now to get this over into our burned files list, our compilation list, we can simply press Control and C. Now in most programs, that would just do a copy to the clipboard of your selected items. But in Singe, it actually does the paste over into the burn files list as well. So when I tab,
tab files to burn extended select list box not selected e colon backslash smb solutions backslash apratopi.his 1 of 6 to move the items use the arrow keys.
We already have our list of files that we wanted to burn.
E colon backslash smb solutions backslash call assistant dot x 2 of 6. E colon backslash smb solutions backslash call assistant dot 93 of 6. E colon backslash smb solutions backslash calls dot bin 4 of 6. E colon backslash smb solutions backslash phone dot bin 6 of 6.
And if you needed to get some other files, you could just simply
shift tab apratopi.his call assistant dot x call assistant dot id calls dot bin dot dot wav
tab back to your folders list.
Space. Backup.
Can hit your backspace and you'll go back up a level.
Archive stuff. Backup. Boot port transfer folder.
I'm back out. If I need to go back another level.
Space. XP home left parent C colon right
I'm
parent.
I'm back up to my drives.
CD drive left parent. Other stuff left. Audio dash video.
And
left
I could go to another drive and another folder. Select more files. And then simply do your control C to copy and paste over into the compilation list. You can select folders as well just by simply going to the folder and selecting it and doing your control C, and it'll copy that folder if you need to do a whole folder as well. Okay, we've selected a number of files here and I'm going to tab over.
Tab, files to burn extended, select list box, /smvsolutions.tab, clear list, alt plus L.
We have some buttons here. You have a clear list if you want to clear things out of the burn list, or, well, actually this will clear the whole list, it's just a button. If you want to clear something out of the list, just an individual item, you can just select it in the burn list and press your delete key.
Tab, burn files, alt plus B.
Here's the burn files button. Once we're ready, you can press this button. The shortcut is also, I believe, control B, or you can go up to the file menu and select burn from there, any one of those ways. So let's press space on the burn button.
Space, burn files to disk, edit combo, D colon back DVD DDD W1620B7L9, to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
And another screen will come up. Actually, I want to exit out of this for 1 second by pressing escape.
Escape.
Well, Alt F4, I'm sorry.
Alt F4, send CD burner, burn files, Alt plus B. Shift tab, clear list, shift tab, files to burn extended, select list box, E colon back.
You can also, and I forgot to tell you this before I went over to the burn screen, so I want to show you this right now. In JAWS, you can hit your insert numpad 3 keys.
2.89 MB selected.
And it will read the status line of the program. And on the status line of this screen, it will tell you
2.89 MB selected.
How many megabytes of files you've selected to burn. I wanted to let you see that before I actually went into the burn, so you knew how to do that. Okay, so let's tab back.
Tab, clear list, alt plus L, tab, burn files, alt plus B.
And I'm going to press space here again.
Space, burn files to disk, edit combo, D colon back DVD DDD W1620B7L9, to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
And this is our burn screen. This first field is the burner that we're using.
D-Polybank-DVD-DDD-W1620B7L9.
And if you have multiple burners, this is where you would choose your burner. I just have one, so that's the only one showing up.
Tab, volume, label, edit, 2006-03-2017-1158-28.500-5 o'clock, type and text.
You have a volume label. It just defaults to time and date. You can change that to anything you would like, I believe up to 16 characters.
Tab, enable under dash run protection, 3-state button checked.
We have a couple of checkboxes here that you can check. This one is for buffer underruns, and you pretty much want to leave this on. Most newer burners, well, all newer burners actually, support buffer underruns, and that just basically protects your CD from getting messed up during the burn process if the computer would not be able to feed it fast enough. So leave that checked.
Tab, enable optimum power calibration, 3-state button checked.
This enable optimum power calibration button is checked by default. You can leave it. Some of the newer burners will do this, and it's a way that they ensure, I guess, the best burn, you know, the unit can do. You can leave this checked. It doesn't matter. Even if your drive doesn't support it, it won't matter.
Tab, finalize disk, 3-state button not checked.
You have a finalize button. You can leave this unchecked if you want, or you can check it What it simply does is once you check it and you burn your CD, nothing more can be written to it. It's off by default.
Tab, eject disk when done, 3-state button not checked.
You have the eject disk when burning is done. This is off by default. You can set it on or off if you check the box. Once the burn is complete, the drawer will open. If not, then you have to open the drawer.
Tab, burn disk, Alt plus B.
And then we have our burn button.
Tab, exit, Alt plus X.
Or exit, or you can hit Alt F4. Either way.
Tab, edit combo, D colon, back, DVDDDW16 20B7L9, to set the value.
Then I'm back around.
Tab, volume tab, enable tab, enable up tab, finalize disk freeze tab, eject disk with tab, burn disk, Alt plus B.
Okay, so we want to burn our disk. So I'm going to press space on this. And I already have a disk, a CD in the drive. The program is capable of burning CDRs, CD read writes, DVDs, plus Rs, dash Rs, plus RWs, dash RWs, I believe as well dual layer disks. There's nothing to select. The program automatically goes by what kind of a blank you've put in the drive. So if you put a DVD in, it will burn a DVD. If you put a CD in, it will burn a CD. There's nothing to select. Okay, I'm going to press space on this.
Space. Write in dash 0%.
And if you do your insert numpad 3 for JAWS, you can read the status.
Write in dash 100%.
And it's already done.
Write in dash 100%.
Let me wait for the disk to finish. And it will beep at you.
Disk creation successfully completed.
And you can do a numpad, insert numpad 3 to read the status.
Disk creation successfully completed.
And it says it was successful.
Tab, exit, Alt plus X. Tab, edit combo, D colon, back, DVDDDW.
And there's nothing there that we have to press. It's just once it's done, it's done.
Tab, 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 eject disk when tab, burn disk, Alt tab, exit, Alt plus X.
If you want to burn another copy, just simply press your space bar on your burn disk again. Once you're done, you can press exit to get out of this.
Space, send CD burner, burn files, Alt plus B.
And we will come back to the main program view.
Tab, exit program, Alt plus X.
And if you're done there, you can also exit. You can exit through the exit button or Alt F4 or exit up through the files menu. Okay, that's pretty much it. It is a very simple program. My friend has decided to make this first version free to the blind community or anybody actually that wants to use it. I assisted him with some accessibility so that the program could be accessible, at least as far as JAWS is concerned. So, there's an about screen. I'll take you to that, actually.
Alt F menu, file menu, burn file, help menu, about Singe F1, A. Enter, leaving menus, about Singe, read only edit, use your reading keys to read the text.
I'll read this for you. It's the about.
Welcome to Singe, welcome to Singe. Singe is intended to be a small burner that can be run from CD or flash drive. It doesn't need to be installed to work, so there's no messing around with the registry or adding files to your system. It is not intended to be a replacement for full dash featured CD slash DVD burning software. Therefore, a couple of restrictions exist. The first is that any individual file selected for burning will be put into the root directory of the burn disk. Secondly, when a folder is selected, it will keep only the name of the folder, not the full path of the folder, and will add all files and folders within that folder. This version of Singe is freeware, but any donations will be gladly accepted through PayPal. Left parent sales at smbs.net. Right parent. Support is available at singe@smbs.net. All support requests will be answered as quickly as possible. Copyright 2006, SMB Solutions, Inc. Tab, exit, Alt plus X.
Exit out of that.
Space simp CD burner exit program alt plus X.
It's making it free to us. You would accept any donations through PayPal, and I suggest if you like this program to donate something to him. It will give him incentive to maybe do some other programs that are accessible for us. And also, he may do a more full-featured program for a small fee if this catches on well. So, if you would like to try this out, right now, the only distribution method I have is you'll have to contact me either here on the BCT list or contact me at Rick Harmon, RickHarmon, at sbcglobal.net. Rick Harmon at sbcglobal.net. And I will send the program to you if you would like to try it. It's a zip file. It's approximately 1.2 megabytes, I believe. So if that's too big of an attachment for you, send me your email address and I will use an internet site called YouSendIt to send the file to you. And then that way you can just go download it and then we don't have to worry about your attachment size limits. I guess that's about it for now. If you have any questions, like I said, just email me at the above address and I will either answer any questions you have or send you the program if you'd like to check it out. Okay, that about covers everything I wanted to cover. I hope this has been helpful and you've enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
That's all, folks.